Hello everybody, my name is KG Animo and I have the distinct honor and pleasure to bring to you the first ever SA Dropkicks Wrestling Podcast Awards Christmas Edition episode. Today, my co-host Eugene and I will be reflecting on what has been an incredible year for professional wrestling. We will be picking our very best moments of this past year and issuing awards to the absolute cream of the crop. We've got a fairly good selection of categories to go through, and if that sounds like fun, make sure you stick around because that's coming in this episode. So, you know, since everybody is giving out their awards and everybody's deciding who they think is the best for 2021, we thought, why don't we do it ourselves? You know, why don't we give our opinions? And if anyone out there cares enough, give our 2 cents. If anyone out there cares, then they'll really appreciate it. And so let's not waste any more time. Let's get right into this. And one of the awards that I was really, really excited about giving out was the Worst Gimmick of the Year award.
You were excited.
I'm super excited about this one because there's only one option, in my humble opinion.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, I mean, because let's just talk about a gimmick first before we unveil this winner or, well, loser in this case. A gimmick, for those of you who don't know, for the uninitiated, is a wrestling character. It is what separates the wrestler from everybody else. Some people are dead people. Others are undertakers. Others are zombies. Others are animals. Others are police cops, or, you know, even Santa at some point was a wrestling gimmick. And so the gimmick is really what makes you stand out. If you've got a good gimmick, that could take you from jobber to main event. That could elevate your career. If you've got a horrible gimmick, well, it's like, what are you even doing here? You know what I mean? Gimmicks include The Undertaker, Kane, Jeff Hardy. Well, I'm not sure if Jeff Hardy's a gimmick, but you get what I mean.
Oh, he's an enigma.
Yeah. Those are gimmicks. And so with that in mind, our worst gimmick of the year. Can you guess, Eugene? Let the people know what you think is the worst gimmick of the year.
Wait, before I guess, can I just let the people know something, right?
Yeah.
I believe that every wrestler does go through this phase, you know?
Where
they're given a horrible gimmick and they have to make it work.
Exactly.
Somehow.
Exactly.
I know they don't want it, but they have to make it work.
Yeah.
So the worst gimmick in 2021 that I've seen is Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss.
Yeah. I mean, I love WWE and I watch SmackDown on a regular basis, but I cannot get through those 5 to 10 minutes of horrible jokes, of just horrible dad jokes and sarcastic laughing.
I'm embarrassed to say that I love it a few of them.
Yeah, I mean, you laugh, but not for the reason you're supposed to. You laugh because you're thinking, why are these guys on SmackDown? Does Vince not see what's going on here? I laugh because of how horribly cringe these segments are. You know,
What's that talk show they have?
I forgot the name. What's it? Happy Time with Happy Corbin?
Happy Talk with Happy Corbin.
What is that?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh my goodness. I know that they're supposed to be sarcastically unfunny in a way. Like, it's supposed to be ironic, but it's just not working.
I get why Corbin is happy, because remember, the man was like broke. Like,
yes.
You remember when he was going through this horrible phase, for a couple of months.
And he was asking people for money to fund his lifestyle. And This was after he'd lost the King of the Ring to Shinsuke, the King of the Ring crown to Shinsuke Nakamura.
I believe that was more funnier than what he's doing right now.
Exactly. And it's like he would show
Like
up with
my,
the,
it's hot.
like he would show up with the same shirt week after week, and
With the same stain.
exactly with the same t-shirt stain, and that was funnier than the stuff he's doing now. So I really,
It's heartbreaking to see him like this, to see a talented wrestler go through this.
but hey, maybe he's enjoying it, maybe he's having fun. And you know what, if you're a heel, your job is to antagonize the fans, right? Your job necessarily isn't really to get over, it's just to piss people off. That's what being a heel is. The problem is,
Madcap Moss is doing that.
yeah, but the problem is no one's taking it seriously.
It's
Like,
hard to take it seriously, man.
yeah. Like if I'm WWE creative, I'm just bringing back the old Corbin. Bring back end of days Corbin. By end of days, I mean the theme.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean? Bring back that Corbin. And then
Yeah, maybe somewhere down the line. I don't know.
hopefully, dude, because this is not working.
Someone's going to turn on someone. Someone is going to turn on someone. That's what.
Yeah. The only positive thing that can come from this gimmick is that Corbin just goes, screw you, Madcap. I'm the star here. You know, decks Madcap Moss, and we have a feud with a match that culminates at maybe Hell in a Cell. Like, imagine a Hell in a Cell match between those two. I think that would slap.
It would be decent.
Yeah. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for this gimmick, worst gimmick of the year. Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. If you disagree, well, you can go pick something else. But yeah, that's going to be it for this category. We're going to move on to a much happier state of affairs. We're going to go with the best gimmick of the year. And we've got a few options actually this year. We've got a very,
What other options?
I mean, Orange Cassidy will always be in this category, right? For me,
That is true,
like
yeah.
what I enjoy in professional wrestling. But we got some pretty good category options here. We got Toxic Attraction from NXT, who have just been delivering. Like, if, and I know not many people are watching NXT 2.0, which is a shame. But if you do watch NXT 2.0, you have to agree, Toxic Attraction are delivering on the mic, in the ring. That whole stable is looking pretty good right now on NXT 2.0.
Yeah, the women's division in NXT is getting elevated.
Yeah, it is. And Mandy Rose coming back to NL, well, going back to NXT is the best thing for her. It really has been. It's rejuvenated her career. It's given her first singles title. And she's doing fantastic work. Probably the best work of her career. Absolutely great to see her and Gigi Dolin, JC Jane, just also stepping up a level, right? Part of the new school of NXT. Really great to see that. We got another gimmick here. We got RK-Bro. And people are like, well, that's not a gimmick. Yes, it is. No one in their daily lives acts the way Matt Riddle does. I don't think there's anyone that can that does what Matt Riddle does in real life.
No, no one does.
Yeah.
The guy is special. Like, he's very special.
I love. Now,
You can't deny that he's special.
See, now this is the difference between RK-Bro and Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin. RK-Bro are attempting to be funny and actually pulling it off. It's the execution here, right? They're attempting to be funny, but actually they're lovable enough, and they're such an odd pairing that it actually works. It's like Riddle's trying to get Randy Orton to relax and chill out, and Randy Orton is trying to get Riddle to see the bigger picture, to think about being a star. And it's that dynamic that makes this tag team successful. It's why they're the tag team champions. It's why, you know, they're maybe the best thing on Raw right now.
The way they're kind of the reason why I watch Monday Night Raw now.
Exactly. That's
Because you
why.
never know.
Yeah, you never know what they're gonna
You
get
never
up
know
to.
what's gonna go down. Like even when Riddle went commentary, that was funny.
Exactly.
When they decided to be journalists for a day, and Randy Orton's is like, nah, it's not for me.
That's funny. It just is. Like the backstage segments, the stuff in the ring, the stealing of finishes, the mustache, the jackets. I love it, dude. I love it. And
Yeah, I
that
love it
would, for
too.
me, that's my second best gimmick of the year. Because my number one is just like, and if you don't,
Okay,
if it,
can I throw in a name?
yeah, throw in a name. Let's.
This guy consistently, like, he's hilarious, bro. I think they're using him well. It's a WWE character. I'm going to go and throw in, might be a wild card, I don't know. But I'm going with R-Truth.
Okay. All right. I did not think of our truth. I honestly did not think of our truth. But it's like, this man is probably the funniest wrestler of all time.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
And like, our truth is just, oh man, I did not think of our truth when I was coming up with a list of nominees. I've got another name here that I think destroys every single other nominee in this category. And I'm just gonna say it out loud.
Lay
Like for
down.
me, my gimmick of the year is Malakai Black.
Damn, that's dark, man.
I'd
That's dark.
like name a better gimmick in wrestling right now. There isn't.
I think there's one.
It's a toss-up between
Like,
maybe R-Truth and Malakai Black. That would be a toss-up.
I was gonna say head of the table.
Roman Reigns, try. Oh, okay. I
Because
mean,
that is like, it's working for him, but
it is working for him, but the thing is, it's getting old now. I don't know if it's getting a bit old because it.
I do hear you. I do hear you.
I don't know. The thing is, when you're the face of a company, when you're the top champion in a company, the risk of getting overexposed, where it's like people see you every single week, that gets old at some point. And maybe Roman Reigns, I would have like earlier in this year, like if we were making this episode earlier this year, maybe in August. I would have gone with Roman Reigns for gimmick of the year, right? But
Yeah.
again, that whole thing is getting old now. It really is. After the feud with John Cena, you're just very hard to care anymore. And so,
So you, it, yeah, because I feel like it's not working right now with Brock Lesnar.
the Brock Lesnar stuff, fine. We're gonna get the match at day one, obviously. But after that, what's next? Like there isn't anyone there to have a feud with Reigns. Maybe Drew McIntyre, you know. So that's why I've kept him out of the running. I'm gonna go with Malakai Black. I don't know if you agree.
Is Seth Rollins a gimmick? Like,
Yeah, it is, but again, like Seth is great and he took a gimmick that wasn't supposed to work and made it work. Great. But for me, Malakai Black. The way
ever since they stepped foot in AEW.
the man stepped into AEW, kicked Cody Rhodes, no, kicked Arn Anderson's head off, showed up the next week, kicked Lee Johnson's head off, showed up the next week, beat no no, he beat Cody Rhodes in like 5 minutes. And then he beat, like, you know what I mean? This guy just showed up and kicked people's heads in and is incredible, unstoppable. This is the gimmick that WWE should have done. This is who he should have been in the WWE. And I love that AEW didn't repackage him. I love that AEW just took what WWE were doing and made it better and made it actually work.
Yeah, I like that too. Well,
Yeah.
I kind of liked him when he was at WWE, but I felt like never got the chances. Like
Exactly.
at NXT. Like at NXT, he was so cool. He was so
Very.
cool.
The best
But then
entrance, best entrance in wrestling in NXT. That entrance is fire.
one of them, yeah.
Absolute fire.
So that's your gimmick of the year.
That's my gimmick of the year. We gotta choose one,
We
so
can have
let me know. We
gotta
gotta choose
choose
one.
one. Yeah, I'll have to go with you, you know. I
I
have to
mean,
side with you with this one. It's very
exactly.
hard though, you know,
It
'cause
is.
like
We've got some pretty good gimmicks out there, but this one is, for me, this is top of the line right here.
so I'm just gonna meet you in the middle and we'll say it's Malachi Black then.
Yeah. Best gimmick for 2021, Malachi Black. And now, a little bit of a different topic, a little bit of a different category, Pro Wrestling Book of the Year. For me, there's only one, and it's because I've read it and I kept going back to read it. I've read like some stuff on Google. I mean, wrestling books have become sort of a niche category, right? Not as mainstream as like even inside of the world of wrestling, books are not exactly a massive thing to look out for. But this year, Jon Moxley decided to write a book. And when I heard that Jon Moxley was writing a book, I was like, this is gonna be good. I wonder who he's gonna name drop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder who's gonna be in this book. And the man
I honestly
didn't.
just wanted to see what he was going to say about his time at WWE.
Yeah, this man did not hold back. Right? For those of you who haven't seen or heard of the book, it's called Jon Moxley. It's called Mox, right? It's called Mox, and then the sort of the line underneath that is the Book of Zero F's. I'm not going to quote that word. This is a clean podcast episode. The Book of Zero F's, Tales of the Titty Master. This book is pretty much every single thing that Jon Moxley has experienced since his WWE career, and even some stuff in WWE, particularly Kevin Dunn. This book has a guide on how to make a sandwich. This guy is a sandwich connoisseur. He writes a step-by-step, detailed process of making a sandwich, right? He talks about his time in Japan, wrestling in the G1. He talks about the Shield. He talks about his relationship with Reigns and Rollins. Like, if you heard Jon Moxley was writing a book, the things that Jon Moxley would write about are all in here. You know what I mean?
Because you guys all know that he's a loose cannon, so you know you want to see what
He
you just
plays a
wanted to
loose
see what he
cannon.
was going to say.
He plays a loose cannon, and it was pretty much, you didn't exactly know what was going to be in this book. The way he trashes Kevin Dunn. For those of you who don't know, Kevin Dunn is like the senior head of creative in WWE. He's the one, like, whenever you watch Raw and SmackDown, the stuff you see on Raw and SmackDown, like, it's mostly him. Like, he's the one that decides this is on the show, this is not on the show. I think, like, maybe just underneath Vince McMahon and Nick Khan, he's the most powerful man in the WWE. And Moxley,
You think so?
maybe. And Moxley just rips into this guy. Moxley just, oh man. He just tears it into Kevin Dunn. In terms of recommendations, this is a book I cannot recommend highly enough. This book is awesome. Go and get it. Find it on Amazon. Find it wherever you find your books. It's an absolute masterpiece of a book. Something that every single wrestling fan should go out of their way to try and read. It's fantastic.
So I said that there's not many wrestling books that I know about this year except for the Jon Moxley one, so I can't really say much.
The John Moxley one is the best one. Anyway, like it is
Are there other wrestlers that drop books this year?
I think there are a few, but the John Moxley one is head and shoulders above all. It is fantastic. Okay. Let's move on to pay-per-view of the year. Shall we?
Yeah.
Who are you with? Who are you gonna go? Which one are you gonna go with? I'm gonna ask you first.
Pay-per-view of the year. That's a tough one. Do you have yours already in mind?
I've got mine already, dude. Because I watched this pay-per-view. This pay-per-view is not only pay-per-view of the year, it's pay-per-view of the last 5 years. Or maybe the last 3 years. AEW All Out. AEW All Out. CM Punk's first match in 7 years. Bryan Danielson's debut. Adam Cole's debut. The cage match. This was incredible.
Okay, I kind of have to agree with you. That was legendary.
Yeah.
It's like everything WWE, is like everything WWE couldn't do with these wrestlers, AEW could do.
Yeah. And it's a big blessing in disguise for these former WWE stars and the way they got released, because they're killing it elsewhere. Like Ruby Soho debuted, I forgot to mention her, and won the Battle Royal. It's just been awesome to see some of these released WWE stars show up in AEW and do this well. The other options on my list were Wrestle Kingdom 15 and WWE Crown Jewel.
I know why you put that Kingdom 15.
Here's the thing. Wrestle Kingdom is always gonna be like in the top five pay-per-views every single year. Because the matches, right? So Wrestle Kingdom is New Japan's version of WrestleMania. And there's no crazy segments. It's just matches. Like when you watch Wrestle Kingdom, it's just match after match after match after match. There's no crazy, you know, segments or anything. It's just matches. And all of these matches are quality, or like maybe except for the pre-show. Every single match from the start of the actual show till the main event is quality.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about Crown Jewels, though?
I love Crown Jewel, and I love that Saudi Arabia crowd. They were on fire for Crown Jewel. The Hell in a Cell match, a match of the year contender, which we're going to get to. We're going to get to match of the year in this episode. But that Hell in a Cell match between Seth Rollins and Edge was fantastic. One of the best matches of the year. The best WWE main roster match of the year. There's a reason I say main roster, because we're going to get to a very good match.
What about WrestleMania 37?
Better than that one.
You think so?
Better than that one. Edge versus Seth Rollins. I'll take Edge versus Seth Rollins over the triple threat at WrestleMania.
What?
I'm telling you, bro.
You know, Daniel Bryan is in the triple threat match, right?
I know. I know. But I'm taking this one over that one any day. I've watched both. And I loved the Hell in a Cell match. The triple threat was great. Don't get me wrong. I love the triple threat. The problem with the triple threat is we all knew Roman Reigns was winning. You know what I mean? Everybody could figure out Roman Reigns is winning this triple threat. So that's why I'm going. That's why Crown Jewel makes it onto this category list above WrestleMania 37. And so
You going with what pay-per-view for the
I'm going with
All
AEW All
Out?
Out.
What about Double or Nothing?
Double
That
or
was
Nothing
actually,
was
that
great.
was cool.
It was great. But think of industry impact. The impact of having CM Punk wrestle for the first time in 7 years. The impact of signing Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson and Ruby Soho. That industry, just for industry impact alone, I'm gonna put AEW All Out as my pay-per-view of the year.
But the Double or Nothing, it was Kenny Omega versus Orange Cassidy and Pac, man.
The match was good. It was good. It was a decent triple threat match, but I'm going with All Out. Do you see the cage match? Do you see the steel cage match between the Young Bucks and the Lucha Bros?
The cage match convinced me. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was awesome. That was awesome. Yeah,
One of
I'll go with you.
the best matches of the year. And so our pay-per-view of the year, AEW All Out, was absolutely fantastic. We're now moving on to TV show of the year. We've got three options, okay? I've got here AEW Dynamite, Friday Night SmackDown, and AEW Rampage.
I'm very flexible when it comes to TV show of the year.
Okay.
You go first, you go first. It's a lot of pressure.
I mean, for me, it's a tie between Dynamite and Rampage. But purely because of sort of the order in AEW, right? With Dynamite being sort of the premier flagship show and Rampage being like just underneath it. I'm gonna go with AEW Dynamite for this year.
Okay.
Like, I have not looked more forward to watching Dynamite than I have in 2021. You know what I mean?
I do. I hear
Yeah.
you.
Yeah, the thing with Raw and SmackDown is it's predictable. It's so predictable, and it feels boring, and it feels like you're being dragged to watch this. And the problem is Raw is 3 hours. Raw is
Yeah,
three
that is quite long.
whole hours, and it's just like I don't know. I don't know why a show has got to be 3 hours. Keep it, make it two. If Raw goes back to being 2 hours, then we have some great content ahead of us. Because we all saw how Raw worked in the Attitude Era and even in the Ruthless Aggression Era. It was the best show by far, especially in the Attitude Era. In the Ruthless Aggression Era, SmackDown was probably the best show. But like Raw was still doing large numbers and still gaining a lot of attention. So just drop it back to 2 hours.
I mean, SmackDown's not even that long.
Yeah, SmackDown's 2 hours, and it's and even that's become boring now. So imagine sitting through a 3 hour show every single week.
I'd agree with you with when it comes to the TV show of the year, you know?
Yeah, we gotta go with Dynamite. AEW Dynamite takes this one.
No arguments here. People might have their own opinions, you know.
That's fine. So these are just our opinions, right? Let's move on to the newcomer slash rookie of the year. And this one was hard, but not for the reasons you're thinking of. I couldn't find anyone, any rookie in 2021. Like everyone I thought of as a rookie for this year, it's maybe someone we have seen in 2020 or even in 2019. And for me, I've gone with Dante Martin, but I know there's an option to go with Hook.
But that's just very recent.
Because Hook was fantastic in his debut. I know there's a temptation to
Yeah,
go with Hook.
but I feel if you went with Hook, he only made his in-ring debut this month, you know.
And he's had just one match.
Yeah, so it would be very tough to pick him as rookie of the year.
Yeah. So I've gone with Dante Martin. I don't think there should be any arguments, but I mean, let me know what you think.
See, rookies are very loose term, bro.
Exactly, because who's a rookie anymore? You know what I mean? Yeah, but I'm gonna go with Dante Martin. There are some other options, maybe Lee Moriarty, but Lee's not a rookie. Lee Moriarty's not a rookie. For me, he's not a rookie because I've seen the guy wrestle on the indies so much.
Would you say Jade Cargill is a rookie?
Yeah, okay, I'll maybe Jade Cargill. But again, we saw her in 2020.
Yeah, but not that much.
Yeah, okay, maybe Jade Cargill.
It's a slippery slope.
Very slippery slope. Like I honestly wouldn't mind if you took this one. I'm going with Dante Martin. If you want to go Jade Cargill, we'll go Jade Cargill as well. For Rookie of the Year.
So tough.
It is. But we have to make these decisions. Let's do this.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go J. Cargill.
We'll put Dante Martin slash Jade Cargill on this in this category. So we
Yeah,
can
because who
move.
is really a rookie in WWE?
Nobody. I was gonna go
Like
with
that.
I mean we could have gone with Bron Breakker.
Oh, that's a good shout, you know.
That's a very
That's a
good
very good
shot.
shout.
We could have gone with Bron Breakker.
That's a flipping good shout.
Or Carmelo Hayes.
Can I change my opinion?
You want to change it? Yeah, I think you can
Yeah,
change.
I want to change.
You can change your because I'm changing mine to Bron Breakker.
I'm also changing mine to Brown Breaker too.
We agree. Okay, Bron Breakker,
No.
newcomer of the year as Bron freaking Breakker.
Yep. No complaining here.
No complaints. Let's move on to our next sort of category. We have most improved wrestler of the year. I'm gonna go with Darby Allin. I don't
Yeah,
know about
you know,
you.
I want to know why Bobby Lashley's on this list, bro.
Because for 17 years, the guy hadn't won a singles world title in WWE. And he came back and he won. I don't know. I think that was me struggling creatively. So I just came up with names that I thought anyone who's had a massive improvement in their career since the start of 2021. Lashley before 2021 was a mid-carder. Like he came back, but he was a mid-carder. And then he became world champion. He became WWE champion and he's been in the main event scene ever since. He's been fighting for the WWE championship or like either been WWE champion or around the WWE championship scene ever since. So maybe that's why I put Lashley on the list. But for me, the bigger impact would have to be Sting and Darby Allin. Because ever since Sting showed up in AEW, Darby Allin stock immediately rises.
Yeah.
So that's why I've gone with Darby Allin. I don't know about you, but I think
I'm gonna
Darby's,
throw in a name.
yeah.
Damian Priest.
That's a really good shot. Damian Priest has been the most well-booked superstar on Raw. I
Yeah.
like where this US title run is going. I like the music, the entrance, the presentation. It's great. I love it. But again, like, if you were to ask a general audience, a general casual wrestling audience, who do you know more, Darby Allin or Damian Priest? You know what I mean? So, you can go with Damian Priest. I might go with Damian Priest, but I think for now I'll stick with Darby Allin.
Darby Allin has been like he's been that guy for AEW since the beginning.
Yeah, he's one of the four pillars. He's for a guy who, so let's just say this about Darby Allin. For a guy who's 173 pounds, right? At least that's what he's billed as. So yeah, Darby Allin, I would put as my most improved. But you can
Can I
go.
just like Can I give a few names here?
Sure.
What about who's recent, who was known as Rusev, is now known as Miro?
Miro? Okay, I'll give Miro a good shout, but the thing is, how long have we known Miro? Like, how long has Miro been in the business? Where it's like, has he really improved? Or is it just the fact that he moved from WWE to AEW? Because guess what? Miro was in, Rusev was in the, Rusev won the US title, a mid-card title in the WWE. He shows up on AEW, he wins the TNT title. Whether or not Cody Rhodes likes it, TNT title is a mid-card title. And so it's like
Yeah.
same thing, just in a different company. His character,
But as a
his character presentation is much better, but he's still in the same position, if you know what I mean.
yeah, but you can't argue that this has probably been the best year of his wrestling career.
Maybe tied with 2015 when he wrestled John Cena at WrestleMania.
That's a good shot, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Darby Allin for most improved wrestler of the year for 2021. I don't know. I really.
I'm gonna have to go Damian Priest because like from what they're doing with him right now, it's pretty solid.
Yeah, okay. We'll take both of
I
them.
wouldn't,
We'll take both of them.
I wouldn't name drop Bianca Belair as most improved because can you also?
Bianca is one of those that, yeah, we've. Again, like, I saw Bianca move from mid-card to main event. Or, okay, let's be honest. Bianca has never really been a mid-carder. On
Never.
NXT, she was, I think on NXT, she was in the main event scene. And then when she showed up on, I think she showed up on Raw or SmackDown, she was immediately in the main event scene. She won the Royal Rumble match. She main event at WrestleMania. She won the title. And she's been in women's championship feuds ever since.
Yeah, she and anything she never quite got the title.
Yeah,
But
but she
then when
was.
she came to the main roster, instantly like that.
Okay. Decent shot for Bianca. Because she went from, like, again, like.
Like she main evented WrestleMania, man. She made
Okay.
history.
Yeah, that's a massive improvement. Any of these names, really, like any of these names that we've mentioned, could be a is a viable option for most improved wrestler of the year. I think we'll stick with Damian Priest slash Darby Allin, if that's good with
Yep,
you.
not too mad at that.
No,
There are
I'm not
many
too
names
mad.
that we could have picked from,
I'm not mad.
but it's a very hard decision.
Next, we have the talker of the year, the best wrestler on the mic this year.
For me, it comes down to maybe three
Okay,
people.
who have you
Wait,
got?
four.
Who have you got?
Four. I've got MJF.
Okay.
I've got Edge.
Okay.
I've got, you could say maybe Randy Orton, maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe, and I'd say maybe CM Punk as well. Randy Orton, I'm not sure if it's like because last year was pretty great. This 2021 is not
Yeah,
talking that much, I'd say so.
I think the thing with Randy Orton was last year he was on fire on the mic. This year he's dropped off quite a bit. I agree about MJF, but I mean I've got two options here. I've got Eddie Kingston and Roman Reigns. I've got Eddie Kingston and Roman Reigns, but like MJF, for me, it's a toss up between those three. Eddie Kingston, MJF, Roman Reigns. So,
I throw an edge there. Can we make like a finalist just for us so we can have a pool to choose from?
yeah, so we'll go MJF, Eddie Kingston, Roman Reigns, Edge. Those are the four options.
Yep.
I think,
Must time to pick one.
yeah, we have to. We're gonna have to pick one. That's the purpose of handing out an award. Only one can win.
Like we all like them for very different reasons. They're
Yeah.
very different, you know? They're very different.
Exactly.
Eddie Kingston doesn't. That man on the mic is just crazy, you know? He's
Yeah.
a madman.
Does not
He's a
hold
madman.
back. And MJF is
Doesn't hold back
MJF.
at all.
MJF doesn't hold back. Eddie Kingston doesn't hold back. Roman Reigns is a guy who should be holding back, but he's not.
Roman Reigns said one of the best things I've ever heard in a promo this year.
Exactly.
You know
Exactly.
where I'm going here.
Yeah, the missionary line.
And then, yeah.
Oh my
And then
goodness.
Edge, man. Edge does it with so much heart.
Yeah. That's what 20 years in the business does for you. You get to do things, you learn skills and are able to do things that not many people can. Yeah, unfortunately we have to pick one. I'm gonna make the hard decision and go MJF. Because
I'm glad you did because
I
I'm
feel like
glad you
the
did
other
because
guys
AJF.
I feel like the other guys cut great promos, but it's like one promo here, one promo there, one promo here. Whereas MJF, every single time he's on the mic, he smashes it.
Consistent.
Yeah. MJF.
I'm glad you said MJF because it was a lot of pressure for me.
Yeah. I have to go with MJF.
I'm also gonna have to go with MJF. I'm not gonna lie to you because, like, I've never ever looked forward to a wrestler grabbing a mic and talking
Yeah.
this year in 2021.
He's
Of
very.
the wrestling shows I watched, I'm not sure about shows like Impact or Ring of Honor. I'm pretty sure they are great talkers, but they weren't, I wouldn't say they're quite at the level of the MJFs of this world because
Yeah.
they're not being talked about.
Yeah. MJF is fantastic. Whether you think he's a less famous Miz or not. MJF is fantastic, and I might even say he's better than The Miz. Okay, so let's talk about Tag Team of the Year.
Yeah, let's go.
Tag Team of the Year. I've got a few options here. We have MSK, The Usos, Lucha Bros, FTR, and my personal favorite, The Young Bucks.
Did the Usos do enough like to make the cut?
I think being in the bloodline is a shout. Being in the bloodline is enough of an accomplishment to be in this. Maybe the in-ring work hasn't been the best, but to be in the bloodline with Roman Reigns and to just like what that entire group has done, especially since the beginning of this year, I think it's a decent enough claim to they're probably not going to win it, and they're not going to win it, but like, you know, they're up there with some of the best tag teams in the world.
Yeah, I really enjoyed MSK this year.
The
I really
MSK
enjoyed
were great.
NXT.
MSK were great. They had some they have some decent matches with Imperium and the Grizzled Young Vets, and they really put NXT, they really like showed up in NXT and proved that they deserve to be in NXT.
Wait, did you include RK Bro in this list? Good, because I mean,
No,
they did have a good year, you know.
I actually
They did have a
didn't.
good year.
I actually didn't, and I think I should. But then again,
I think you should.
tag team wrestling this year belongs to AEW. Like, let's just cut all the nonsense. We can mention RK-Bro, we can mention MSK, we can mention the Usos. Let's be honest, tag team wrestling is AEW's shtick.
Yeah,
Like,
because of the quality of matches that they're able to
quality,
have.
match quality. I mean, the Lucha Bros are the current AEW World Tag Team Champions.
There's FTR.
FTR, who are the AAA tag champs, and then the Young Bucks, who took tag team wrestling to a different level this year.
Yeah, they did. The
I
Young Bucks are
mean,
just amazing, man.
the match at,
Oh, my
I
God.
mean, the match on Dynamite with Pac and Phoenix, the match at All Out with the Lucha Bros, the match at Full
Did you
Gear
want
with
to say it?
the match at Full
What?
Gear with Adam Cole versus the Jurassic Express and Luchasaurus, which was great for what it was.
I don't see even say the match between Eddie Kingston and John Moxley, you know?
Yeah, the Double or Nothing, the match between them and Kingston and Moxley, like very, very good quality matches. The gimmick as well, very good, even though cheesy at times. Yeah, the Young Bucks are have been on fire for this year. I'm gonna go with the Young Bucks.
Yeah, I'm gonna
Yeah.
go with the Young Bucks too. It's very hard not to put them as the tag team of
Yeah.
every year, let alone 2021, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And so we're gonna move on to
Man, can we just talk about the Young Bucks for a bit? Because I
cool.
don't think people understand how talented these guys are.
Yeah, let's go. Let's talk about the Young Bucks.
Generational tag team, man.
They are. They legit are. And I don't care what Jim Cornette or any other journalist that hates them wants to say. When you make enough money to start your own promotion, and you're still bragging about buying sneakers for a more expensive price than they actually are. Like, you should
Man,
watch
I
B.
sell in expensive sneakers, man.
Bro, you should watch BTE. These guys buy sneakers at a ridiculous price. They were
It's
on.
like they're like,
They.
how dare you? You
Yeah.
can't even get those shoes, but you wrestle in expensive
You're wrestling in
sneakers.
them. Like, you know, if I what I would do if I had that pair of sneakers, I would put them in a trophy case and never open them and never use them, never wear them. You guys are wrestling tag team matches with them. Like, how dare you? I mean, I don't know if that's not cool. I don't know what is.
Yeah, they've perfected. I'd like to say they've perfected tag team wrestling.
Yeah, they're not everybody's cup of tea, right? But like, if you get it, you get it. That's what I'm gonna say.
That is true.
Yeah, Young Bucks, fantastic this year. They are the tag team of the year.
Storyline-wise, you know.
Yeah, the whole
With
thing with
the Kenny Omega and
Hangman
Hangman, yeah.
Page. Yeah. Best storyline in AEW, one of the best story, if not the best storyline in all of pro wrestling this year, or the past 2 years.
And now it's gonna be very interesting to see how since you know who's back, you know the hand signs. You can't really see it, but
Yeah.
you obviously saw Kyle O'Reilly back. Like,
Kyle
he's
O'Reilly shows
here now.
up and
So
yeah,
now it's very interesting to see what's going to happen with the super kick now.
exactly. Absolutely. And so, yeah, let's move on to the last or the third final category.
Let's go.
Third final category. And for me, match of the year is a really, really difficult one. It's difficult. Like, I don't even know where to start, 'cause how many fantastic matches have we seen this year?
We've seen quite a handful.
Yeah. And my match of the year is a match that probably no one has seen. Like, when I think of mainstream wrestling, or like the mainstream part of wrestling, no one saw this match. Maybe a couple thousand people in Japan, but no one else saw this match. Everybody's talking about the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros, which was a great match. Kenny Omega versus Bryan Danielson on Dynamite was also a great match. Walter versus Ilya Dragunov for the United Kingdom for the NXT UK Championship was a great match.
Kenny versus Hangman.
Kenny versus Hangman was also a great match. Hangman versus Bryan Danielson was a great match. Edge versus Seth Rollins. Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks from WrestleMania this year. So much greatness. So much greatness this year in terms of wrestling matches. But for me, I watched Will Ospreay versus Shingo Takagi. They wrestled
I knew you were gonna go with that one.
two
I gotta
matches
get out
this
the book
year.
sometimes.
They wrestled two matches this year. The first one was incredible. Like, I thought they could not top this match. You can't get better than this. And then they topped it. They wrestled 30 minutes in the New Japan Cup final, which was great. And then they wrestled 44 minutes in the first match, in the first IWGP World Championship match, between the two. I watched this match and it's great. I like it's maybe not for everyone, but for the style that Will Ospreay wrestles is it's incredible to watch. You know, like some matches I watch and I enjoy, and then other matches I watch and I'm just in awe. I'm like, how on earth does a human being do that? You know what I mean? The things that the chemistry between Ospreay and Takagi, I will say this, maybe the best in-ring rival, one of the best in-ring rivalries of all time. Like all-time discussion, Will Ospreay and Shingo Takagi have maybe some of the best chemistry of any two wrestlers to ever step foot in the ring together.
In this, like, remember, I'd say in this generation, you know, because even when wrestling was at the beginning, there were wrestlers that had some decent chemistry.
Yeah, like Flair and Steamboat and Hogan and Andre. Yeah, they were. But for the modern era, like for the modern era, these two are just incredible. If you've never watched New Japan Pro Wrestling, now is the time to start. Go and watch their Best of the Super Juniors final. Go and watch the New Japan Cup match. Go and watch the G1 match. It's fantastic. Like all three matches are great, but this one is maybe the best one. Will Ospreay versus Shingo Takagi for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship is my match of the year. If you want to go with the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros, that's fine. Like, this was a very difficult topic to discuss. I don't
It's
know.
very difficult.
Yeah, what's your match of the year?
I have like two in mind.
Cool.
This one was so like was brutal, bro. Was hard to watch. But like it's one of those like it was hard to watch what you're watching.
Yeah.
It's Walter versus Dragunov, bro.
Yeah, I mean, no complaints there. You can go with that one. Honestly, you can go with that one. So okay, let's
And
meet
then
in the
the
middle.
other.
Let's meet in the middle here. 'Cause you've gone with Walter versus Dragunov. I've gone with Ospreay versus Takagi. Let's meet in the middle and say the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros.
I can compromise with that. I can. I
Let's
can.
do that. Let's meet in the middle, 'cause this match was, I mean, thumbtacks underneath a $5,000 shoe. Blood.
That's crazy.
Blood. Insane.
In a steel
In a
cage.
steel cage.
Like you need more. Like the steel cage is not enough. You wanna add thumbtacks.
Again. Yeah. We'll go with the Young Bucks. Our match of the year for 2021, the Young Bucks versus the Lucha Bros in a steel cage for the World Tag Team Championships at All Out. That will be the
Trust me,
match of
this
the
one's not
year.
easy, people.
It's
Well, not
not easy.
easy.
It's not easy picking out of such of a incredible list of matches.
There's like there's a lot of matches, you know.
Yeah. Just
But for the sake of this podcast,
and our
we'll
sanity,
pick the Lucha Bros versus
the Young Bucks.
the Young Bucks.
Yeah. And now we move on to maybe my favorite category out of all of this. We've got the I was gonna do male wrestler of the year and then woman and then female wrestler of the year, or we can just do wrestler of the year. Like, let's not separate males and females. Let's just do pro wrestler of the year.
Yeah, because women can also women are wrestlers as well.
Yeah. By the way, for those of you li happen to be listening, on the Instagram, on the Dropkicks Wrestling Podcast Instagram, is my top 10 wrestlers of the year. It's a list I came up with. It's a list I nailed down to just 10. If you want to go check that out, you can do so at Dropkicks Wrestling Podcast on Instagram. Go and check out that list. I am going to reveal my number one right now. Right? I'm going to reveal my number one right now, and then you'll see the post later this coming later today, is what I should say. So let's talk
On
about,
Christmas, on Christmas.
yeah, or tomorrow as a nice little Christmas gift. Whenever this episode drops, which will probably be tomorrow. Pro wrestler of the year, who have you we let's pick three names each, and then we'll eliminate some as we go.
I'm going to drop Roman Reigns first
Cool.
in this bucket.
Okay, drop all three names for you, and then I'll go all three names for me.
Roman, Kenny.
Okay.
I know you want me to say Osprey. I
I don't want you to say anything. I want you to say who you want to say.
come back to my third option later because I'm really trying to think right now.
Cool. Okay, here are my three. Okay. Will Ospreay.
Go for it.
Okay. Will Ospreay. Kenny Omega. And Bryan Danielson.
With that last one,
Bryan Danielson.
yeah, I'll argue
Sure,
that one.
sure.
Like because we including like from January to December, right?
Yeah, from January till this very moment.
I feel like when Bryan Danielson was still in WWE, I felt like there were stints when he wasn't doing that much.
Okay.
That's the only reason. That but then when he came to AEW, from the moment he landed, it's been a fire. It's like he's been must see, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
But at the same time, I do get why you put him there. I do.
Match quality. The matches he's had since the WrestleMania match have been on fire. Classic match with Roman Reigns and Edge. classic match with Kenny Omega, a classic match with Minoru Suzuki, classic match with Hangman Page, classic match with Nick Jackson. I mean, he's been on fire. But
I thought you would include Shinji, you know?
Shingo. Oh, okay. Shingo.
It's a very good shout.
Shingo's been great. I'm not going to lie. The thing with Shingo is, in New Japan, match quality is a given. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, if you're expecting greatness and you get greatness, it's like, okay, fine. Yeah, this is what I was expecting. Nobody was expecting Bryan Danielson to do what he did this year. Nobody was expecting sort of this incredible career. I didn't even want a resurrection. I'll use that word. Career resurrection of Bryan Danielson. Let's talk about Roman Reigns. Okay.
I've got my third name.
Okay. Who have you got?
Just to include everyone. So that includes all genders. I'm going to throw in Bianca Belair.
Okay, if we're gonna pick a woman, I'll go Britt Baker or Utami Hayashishita. I know you've maybe not heard of Utami, bro.
Yeah.
The woman in Stardom, dude. The woman in Stardom right now are absolutely killing it. Like just recently, this lady from Stardom, Mayu Iwatani. You know what she does? During a match, she takes a ladder, she puts it into the ring, she leans it against the ropes, she climbs on the ladder while it's leaning on the ropes and does a moonsault off the ladder.
Jeez.
That's just, I'll show you the video clip. I'll get the video clip and send it to you. Shuri as well.
We'll post it on our socials as well.
Yeah, Shuri, another lady from Stardom. She's been having some incredible matches. Her and Utami are just on a different level. Like, you can't even compare it. Like, I watch Raw, I watch Becky Lynch and Charlotte Flair and Bianca Belair, and they're great, don't get me wrong. But you cannot compare what Bianca Belair is doing with what Shuri and Utami and Tam Nakano, who are, like, those ladies in Japan are ridiculous. They just are. I don't know how best I can put it. They're just crazy. The in-ring stuff, the matches are so good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, but didn't you say that in Japan it's a given?
Yeah, it's a given. For New Japan, it's a given. But for Stardom, it's like, whoa, Stardom really, like, showed up this year. Stardom showed up this year. And the only reason I can't pick any of these women is because, well, no one's heard of them yet. Like, you have to do your research to hear of them. You know what I mean? So, really tough decision. Not to pick any woman from the Stardom roster, because they're all great. Will Ospreay, who for a lot of people, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
So I was saying, Will Ospreay for a lot of people, if this was based on match quality, Will Ospreay would be number one. He's number two on my list. He's number two for one reason, right? And that's because he was injured for 4 months. If Will Ospreay didn't injure his neck and had to take 4 months away, I would have put him at number one. Because my number one. Okay, I'm going to reveal my number one right now. It's Kenny Omega. Right? Because
yeah.
the man held 4 championships from 3 different promotions. He started off the year with a match of the year contender against Phoenix.
In which one?
And
I'd say Rich Swann, you know.
the match with Rich Swann was great as well. The match with Ray Phoenix was awesome. The match with Pac and Orange Cassidy at Double or Nothing was great. And then the matches with Bryan Danielson and Jungle Boy and Hangman Page were just fantastic. I mean, Kenny's a revolutionary, one of the best wrestlers of the past 20 years.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, Kenny's just brilliant. I don't know what else to say. And people are gonna
You were saying with Will Ospreay?
Will Ospreay, if only he didn't get injured, he would be number one. It's a tie, like it's him and it's him and Kenny. If I could, I would put them tied at number one. And I think I wrote about this on Instagram that if I could, I would have put them tied number one.
I'd like to include Roman in that list because you're the Roman.
Okay, Roman,
I
Roman's a good shout, but I think we've discussed the reasons why Roman is not in the top two, or why I put so on my list on Instagram, Roman is in fourth place. Right, I've got Roman Reigns at four, Bryan Danielson at three, Will Ospreay at two, and Kenny Omega as number one. So
Okay, I can respect
Roman
that
is in
list.
the top five, don't get me wrong. But for reasons we've discussed, it's better, I think, if he stays in that four number four position.
I'd probably put Daniel Bryan in fourth, you know,
Okay.
and then Roman Reigns third,
Okay, that's fine.
purely because Will Ospreay, Kenny and Roman have held like the major titles at their promotions, you know,
Yeah, okay.
and that's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, I get
So
it.
just because for a lack of titles, because Daniel Bryan hasn't won a title in a while, but he has still been like on top of his game this year. Just for that reason, I'll put him fourth.
Okay. That's good enough, dude. Like you've reasoned that well. Like I might even change my mind. I probably won't, but it's a good shout.
I think we can agree about top wrestler of the year, though.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah, I can't argue with that,
Can't
man.
argue with Kenny.
How can you argue with Kenny?
Kenny's been fantastic. There are some people
Yes.
that don't like his
Us.
style, that don't like him in general. But for those that do, for those that get Kenny Omega, like you can't not like Kenny Omega, especially from an in-ring standpoint. He's athletic, he's explosive, he's got power. He's got the best finishing move in all of professional wrestling. The story with Hangman, the whole Elite thing with the Bucks and Adam Cole, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah, like Will Ospreay did kick off the year on fire, though.
But then the injury.
Yeah,
So,
that's the only thing that's detrimental,
yeah.
you know.
I think we can wrap things
So
up
I think like
there.
our wrestler of the year,
Yeah, our wrestler of the year is Kenny Omega.
like. But we like to big up all the other wrestlers, you know. It's not easy picking your wrestler of the year.
It's not. It really isn't. Let's just
Like
add
there's
one more. Let's pick a
been
woman's. I feel bad for not doing this. Let's pick a woman's wrestler of the year. We'll have Kenny Omega as our men's wrestler of the year. Let's pick a woman's wrestler of the year.
I'm sticking with Bianca, bro.
I'll go with
Like
Utami, just for me as a personal preference. Like I love Utami. Like, and I know it comes like it might come across as me simping here, but like I just don't know. I like Utami. She's great. Like her in-ring work is flawless. Her character is great. But for the sake of being, for the sake of compromising, for the sake of this episode, we'll meet. Can we meet in the middle one last time?
Okay. Throw out the name then.
We'll go with the doctor.
DMD.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that.
Yeah. I think I'm that'll be it. That. That'll be it. Kenny Omega, our men's wrestler of the year. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, our women's wrestler of the year. Let's recap all of these quickly. So, worst gimmick.
Being a wrestling fan's not easy.
Yeah. It's a full-time job, to be honest. So, let's recap all of this. Worst gimmick of the year, Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss. Best gimmick of the year, Malakai Black. Pro Wrestling Book of the Year, John Moxley's Mox. Pay-per-view of the year, AEW All Out. TV show of the year, AEW Dynamite. Rookie of the year, Dante Martin. Dante Martin.
No.
Who did we decide? Who did we say was Rookie of the Year?
Braun Breaker,
yes. Braun Breaker's Rookie of the Year. Most Improved Wrestler is a tie between Darby Allin and Damian Priest. Talker of the Year is MJF. Tag Team of the Year, the Young Bucks. Female Wrestler of the Year, Dr. Britt Baker, DMD. Male Wrestler of the Year, Kenny Omega. Pro Wrestling Match of the Year, the Young Bucks versus Lucha Bros. And finally, Promoter of the Year. Let's talk Promoter of the Year before we wrap things up.
Yo, I love Vince, but Tony Khan swept him this year.
Yeah, Tony Khan. We'll go Tony Khan. And that's going to be it for this episode. I think we've had quite a... This is maybe our longest episode yet, but it was worth it.
It was definitely worth it. Wasn't easy, though.
Wasn't easy to pick. Out of such an incredible
being a
list.
Wrestling fan is not easy. You
it's
know?
A full-time job, dude. Like, we should get paid for this. Ladies and gentlemen, that is going to wrap it up for this episode, as well as for the SA Dropkicks Wrestling Podcast in 2021. We really appreciate those of you who have watched any of the episodes, especially those of you who have stuck around till the end of this one. We hope you enjoyed it as always, and make sure you keep riding with us as we'll be bringing tons more in 2022. If you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do so on Twitter at @dropkicks_SA. If you'd like to follow us on Instagram, as well as to see who I, KG Animo, have chosen in my top 10 wrestlers of 2021, you can do so at Dropkicks Wrestling Podcast. And as always, let us know what you thought about our selections, about our nominees, what you liked, what you didn't like, and DM us on Instagram, tweet at us, let's talk wrestling. Till next time, till 2022, stay safe and God bless.